On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
Yeah, she's here. Believe me, she's here.
I'm back.
It's Victoria. It's Tori Lagarde.
I've been resurrected.
She's been resurrected.
I feel like I died. I still feel like I'm dying.
She's propped up.
I am. It's a weekend at Tori's.
Oh, a good name for a movie about your life.
I have to die first.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
It's getting there. I know. I haven't gained my weight back. I'm not feeling good every day.
Oh.
But I still go out and rake for 3 hours in the cold. I mean, I'm trying to work myself to death.
That's Reiki.
It is. It's my therapy.
Yeah.
It is.
I get it.
I come in, I can't hardly feel my face.
Let I can't feel my face when I'm with you.
That's The Weeknd, man. He's rad. I love that guy.
That's about cocaine, right?
Really?
I believe that the guy does cocaine with his girlfriend. That's what the song's about.
Yeah.
And when you do cocaine, I hear that you can't feel your face.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, I'll buy that.
As opposed to her being so wonderfully overwhelming that he can't feel his face.
Yeah, I like
so
that.
I'm going
you're
kind
of hip. I think you're hipper than you let on.
I got two hips, baby.
You do. And don't break them.
No, right.
Because at our age.
Watch out for the ice.
I know, it's bad news.
I'm very conscious of that now.
Just now?
No, actually, when I was 10, I was conscious of it, to be honest.
You're catching
with you.
On, Ron. This is slippery.
Yeah. Did you ever go skiing, ever?
Oh, of course. I love to ski.
Well, there's no of course here.
Oh, that's right. You and your wooden skis.
I've never skied.
You've never had an interest, I know.
Interest? I've never had a death wish.
Oh, I just love it.
Why would an upstanding, intelligent Jew like myself?
I ski like a Jew. Are you kidding me?
How do you ski like a Jew?
I don't even do, I'm on the bunny slopes.
I ski like a Jew. That should be a t-shirt. I ski like a Jew.
Well, if that's what you're referring to, I don't do intermediate black diamond or anything. I'm just a wimp.
Okay.
I don't want to break my leg either. I sit down if I need to stop if I can't really
I don't even
stop.
Know why you would even bother.
Because I think it's fun.
to put wood on your feet that are slippery.
It's not wood, number one.
All right, fiberglass.
Okay, something.
All right, so it's something of some odd nature.
Synthetic
from some other
material.
Planet,
right.
And then you put yourself at the top of a slope of some sort, and you go forward, and you slide down the hill without any control whatsoever.
Well, you don't go straight down, unless you're like in a competition maybe, but you'd go kind of side to side to side. Weave.
I can't. I would go from the side, but there wouldn't be two side involved.
You'd go into the trees.
I'd just go to the trees.
Right. I've done that.
You know, I would go on a course where there's like maybe foam rubber on the sides.
Okay. Like gutter ball bumper bowling. What do you call those?
Gutter ball bumper bowling.
Whatever you call them.
You say that fast? Gutter ball bumper bowling.
I'm inventing new sports. But night skiing's even the best. I think night skiing's better.
Oh, then you can't even see the trees.
It's
That's
awesome. It is.
It's like, what's the game?
It's like you're doing you're something at night. I love the night.
Would you ever skydive?
That's a great question. I've thought about it because I'm terrified of heights. Terrified.
Yeah, me too. I could never take that step.
I'd like to say I would, but when push comes to shove, they might have to shove me out of the plane.
Push would come to shove.
It might have to. I don't know. But if I'm up there, they know I got to do it. They talk me into it. If I get that far in a plane, I could be talked into jumping.
Especially if the pilot's annoying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Get like Gilbert Godfrey to fly the plane. Or Richard Simmons. I'll jump.
I think literally, Tori, I would have a heart attack as I jumped out of the plane. I think I would die like
they'd never know
there.
What you died from then. Died from the fall because you couldn't pull your chute or you died from the impact.
Yeah,
wow, that's kind of cool.
Why can't they time the chute where if the chute doesn't open, then it automatically comes out?
I think there is a fail, what do you call it, fail-safe?
Yeah, backup. Well, I think the fail-safe is just a second cord. In case the first cord rips.
Well, first you jump in tandem. You have to know that.
Right.
So the guy's going to be on top of you, and he'll pull the cord. Right.
Look, I'm not really into that.
I've heard different things.
I'm not into it, honey.
Hey, everybody says that, but you know what? I've only found two legitimately heterosexual men in my life.
In the world?
in my life, and I've had a lot of guys, and only two were legitimately heterosexual that I know of.
Do they have papers to prove it? What are you talking about?
Yeah, they talked about things.
And the rest were not?
Yeah. Oh, they were like pretty much bisexual. I think guys are just, they're just pretending. And if they're too manly, I'm already very suspicious. What are they doing? It's like American Beauty. Go watch that movie.
Well, I don't know.
We're off on a whole other thing from skiing now. Yeah. I've taken the Black Diamond Trail.
You have taken the dive off the plane sexually.
That's true.
I don't know. I'm not sure about that. I know a few that are questionable that I know.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with it. I know many gay men. There's a difference. People think you're either gay or you're not. There's no bisexual.
Correct.
There is.
Correct.
There are guys that like women and men.
I know more women that like both women and men than I know men who like both women
and
men.
And they're usually strippers.
They're always strippers.
Yeah. I don't know why that's a thing.
Because they're walking around with the other girls without clothes on. So, like, it's very tempting.
Sure.
Because guys never walk around in any circumstance.
Gyms. Come on, man.
No, gyms, they don't. Tori, what gym do you go to?
No, I'm talking about, like, the NFL. They have, like, those locker rooms. They're naked. Dude.
No, not until they get in the shower. They don't walk around naked with their...
I think that they do.
No, they don't.
Of course they do.
Of course they do. Well, I've never been in a men's...
See, are you in the NFL yet? Then I don't know if you
could... I've been to Planet Fitness, and I've never seen a guy walk around
different.
Like that.
These are celebrities, like big money guys.
I don't
guys.
Think so. I don't think they walk around the locker room in the NFL totally naked with their schlongs hanging out
just
like an
let
elephant.
Me have my dream. They do.
Okay, fine. They do then, Tori.
No,
for
I really
dream
think,
purposes.
I think, you know what, I've seen...
I really
seen,
think they don't.
I've seen it.
Oh, all right. Here's an interesting part of this podcast I never thought we'd be getting into. And where were you? What team?
No, I don't mean that. I wasn't on the team.
Was it
but
boys soccer?
It's like when you... No.
Kids. Gather around.
They have like... they have these shows where they have these sportscasters and you see in the background men's butts in locker rooms where they have the interview. I've seen a butt. I know
really?
What happens.
In the locker room?
Yes, with the after game interview.
No.
Well,
they're wearing underpants, at least.
I don't, you know what? They're not that self-conscious about themselves. They're big time. They make a lot of money.
If there's a television camera in the locker room, they're obviously going to cover up. But there's nothing to cover up because they never walk around naked.
Okay, you have it your way.
Look, I went to school and...
So you claim.
I got papers.
Yeah, we can get those on the internet. You told me that. I've already looked into it.
All right, fine. Well, then they didn't have internet when I got mine, so...
Ooh, send it away to China.
China. There was a locker room, and it smelled of pants that nobody...
And funk.
Bad funk.
Ugh.
Bad funk railroad. And there was never a circumstance where the boys walked around with their schlongs hanging out.
Well, that's different.
However, in the shower, it was a group shower thing where there were no partitions between. And there...
Like on Seinfeld. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. When he goes, now this guy's really showing me something. And then he gets a black eye.
Okay.
He wants to know how to shower.
Let's see that episode. What episode was that?
That's the episode where he's taking a shower, and it's called the when it's like the germaphobe thing, where Elaine goes to work, and this woman like thinks she gets sick from Elaine, and she rubs her keyboard on her butt, and she coughs on her doorknob.
Oh, okay.
And
okay,
Kramer
okay,
makes
okay,
the
okay.
salad
oh, okay.
in his bathtub.
Right,
he puts
okay.
the garbage disposal
all
in,
right.
and at the
okay.
end, they're all eating it. And he explains
okay,
how he made it.
That one.
So at one point, he's trying to figure out how to shower. So he goes to the men's locker room. Why do I know so much about Seinfeld? What a waste of a life. But anyway.
Oh no, that was an iconic.
Yeah, but why do I know
trying?
So much about?
Because
it
was on. It's still on 50 times a day.
I don't watch it much now unless I'm sick. You know what? It takes me to my happy place.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me feel better.
I like being sick. You know, isn't that odd?
Because you know you feel better later, and that feels great, right? It's like Christmas when you feel better.
Yeah, everybody, you feel better later, too.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
Well, all right.
I mean, yeah, I felt better after initially.
Yeah.
But now I'm dragging it.
I don't know. I don't mind lying in bed and watching TV and drinking hot fluids.
I do that every day. Why would that sick being different?
It's not sick. It's just...
It's my it's my lifestyle.
Oh, okay.
That's fine. Well, I go out and rake 3 hours a day.
You do Reiki.
I do Reiki. And then right. I come in and I collapse.
That's a lot of raking, man.
Plus, we already had fall cleanup. But you know what? There was one oak tree that they hadn't all the leaves. Mm. So they did it before, like 2 weeks before the tree was done. And now for the last 2 weeks, it's been falling everywhere, big giant tree. So I'm out there every day. And now I've got it perfectly manicured. And there's like six leaves or like a dozen leaves left on the tree. So I think I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
But I went out there and pick leaves and rake. And now I'm doing under the junipers.
I didn't think you were that fastidious about anything.
Fastidious?
Is that what I said?
You said fastidious.
Well, because it's the holidays.
Right. That's a good word. I like that word. It's because this time of year, I am fastidious. Yeah. And
but I never pictured you as the kind of person that would say, oh, my God, there's a leaf. Get that off my lawn.
Yeah, that's OCD, too. I have to have my bed when it's made. I don't want any wrinkles.
I didn't know you had that. No,
a little bit. Oh, yeah.
I'm like that a little bit.
I think it's a neurosis.
Only certain things.
Right.
Only certain things. Some things I let go to the point where it's really ridiculous, and other things it's like, wow, what's with you?
No, I don't like leave the house and think I left the stove on, have to come back.
Oh, no, no.
I'm not like crazy
that. No.
I just have little idiosyncrasies, probably.
Yeah, I think we all do, to some extent.
They have to meld with the other person I'm with, though, otherwise we're going to be thrown off.
I know. So how are you putting up with the holidays and these people?
Oh, yeah, this is our Christmas show, huh? Mm-hmm. Our show before Christmas. This is it, folks.
This is it.
This is the last one. Have a great weekend.
It's running on Christmas Day, too.
It is. So no one's listening on Christmas. They're opening their stuff, man. My grandson got a PS4.
I'm wondering how many people at the end of the day on Christmas like are so like, I have nothing to
They
do.
They want to relax and listen to Ron and Tori.
Well, it's the only way to take the edge off.
Oh, yeah.
Get one on.
Oh, yeah. When we talk about those locker room talk, they're really getting excited about that one.
Well, I enjoyed it.
Well, the holidays, I don't know. I don't care. I just want it to be over with.
I don't either. I don't think most people... I think they care, and then they have them, and then they realize I went overboard. I've never done that.
I don't have any money to spend ever.
Oh, it's not spending money. Oh. It's just getting into the mood of something that's finished.
Yeah.
In other words, if you get so enthralled in something, and it has a definitive end... Sunday.
Yes, right.
Then people get into postpartum depression. Yeah,
but they have one more whole week because New Year's Eve.
That's no holiday that anybody really cares about.
Oh.
I don't think so. Why do you care about New Year's
Eve? No, but I remember I used to stay up and watch Dick Clark every year, and I'd be trying to keep my eyes open as a kid.
He's gone, man.
I know. And Zsa Zsa.
Yeah.
She hung on for 99. My mother's like, she almost made it. I mean, like what, to 100? Was that the goal? It's not my goal.
She almost made it. What, do you get a watch? You get a watch?
Yeah, no. Zsa Zsa Gabor. Oh, this is a something. That's Hungarian woman there. Oh, I like her. Her sister Eva was in the Green Acres?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They were quite a pair. Well, four of them, actually, at that point. Okay.
Four? Good thing Donald Trump didn't find them first.
Can you believe that Eva Gabor, was it Eva or Zsa Zsa that had a relationship with Merv Griffin?
That's a good question. He's gay, though.
He is gay.
Was.
Yeah, well, he's gone. Right. But I think it was Eva.
Really?
I think.
Well, you know what? They always have the beards. You got to put up with that.
Yeah.
So, nothing's real.
I didn't know that Merv Griffin was gay until recently.
Yeah, I told you. It was like 2 months
ago.
2 or 3 months. 3 months, yeah, I think I told you.
Everything I know is from Tori.
Sometimes it is, because I have this thing where I know a little about a lot, not a lot about a little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do.
Except movies. I know a lot.
Yeah, no, I didn't know Merv Griffin was gay. I had no idea.
I don't know about Mike Douglas and Phil Donahue. We'll have to leave those guys alone.
Phil has a way about him, but he's married to Marlo for a long
Thomas,
time.
Yeah. Well, she's like a Mormon.
Is she?
No, but I mean, she looks like one.
Oh, okay.
No. She looks like Marie Osmond. She has that Marlo Thomas, that girl, kind of with the hair and the face, the teeth.
See, it's unfortunate that people connect gay to sensitive men.
Oh,
it's unfortunate.
Oh, yeah.
It's unfortunate.
Right.
But I understand it.
Hmm.
But it's unfortunate.
Is that an angel get their wings?
No. Means my...
Is it time for you to take your pill? Your OCD pill?
This notifies me when my car has been stolen.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. It doesn't.
No, because you seem very calm. hope mine's stolen. I should have mine.
Don't say that publicly.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
But you're not going to talk about Donald Trump, are you? Is that what the thing is? Because we have to say.
I'll talk about him for a minute, but that's
thank you.
Because I don't want to mention his name.
I know.
Call him the president-elect if you don't mind.
The president-elect?
Yeah.
Well, this is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Very true.
Yeah.
Half the people in the United States have an IQ of under 100.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Do you understand that so far?
Yes, I do.
Because yours is not. I know yours is way above that. Now it's their turn to have a moron in charge. They need someone to represent themselves. This is legit. I'm not being snarky, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's always been intelligent people for president all the time.
Yeah.
Now, pretty much. Now they have their guy.
So
he's
not Mormon.
Their moron.
Mormon or moron?
Moron.
Moron.
Yeah, so he's representing them for a while.
Yeah, you're right.
And I can't wait to say, I'm waiting. People say I've watched some TV a little bit about it. Maybe it's like a year and a half, and then things are going to catch up. And I'm waiting. because then I can say, and I might say it now, actually. I'm feisty.
What would you like to say?
To the people, you know.
To the people.
Just what I just said. Right. You know, right, someone that voted. You know, it's good that the morons have a chance now, too, to have someone representing them. My mother said, be careful, Victoria. You don't want to get people. I don't care.
Yeah.
Don't care.
I agree with you.
Thank you.
Not in those terms.
Oh, I wish you would, but maybe they're worse terms.
I don't think that they're necessarily morons.
Mm-hmm.
They're in that basket.
They're in the basket.
But they're not
They
morons.
Had to look up the word deplorable.
I think they are dupable people who have been deceived by the medicine man,
uh-huh.
who have been duped,
okay.
manipulated. He got you.
Right.
He got you. You weren't strong enough. You weren't smart enough
yeah.
to see through it.
Right, good.
But there is no question in my mind that those of you that have and do support this unlikely dictator,
mm-hmm.
that he that you have been duped.
Right.
You have been played. You're supporting a man who has no concept of people that don't have as much money as he does. And will manipulate you any chance they have, because this is what business is like. Case in point, which still bothers me now, mm-hmm. which was a new development, he was being sued by a good number of people about Trump University.
Right, yep.
And here's where you blue-collar people really should be pissed. Rather than go to trial to say, no, I did not dupe these people, I ran a legitimate thing and let the courts decide.
Right.
He makes a settlement
mm-hmm.
for hundreds of millions of dollars to right. all the people that were complaining. Now, if I were being sued for something, I don't have hundreds of millions of dollars.
Who does?
So there's our political and justice system, and those are the morals and mores of our country. If you have enough money, you can buy your way out of something or into something at your leisure. Those of you that don't have money that Mr. President-elect is representing, you have been duped again.
Now, would you say this to their faces?
Yes.
Okay,
absolutely,
good.
And I have.
And you have, right.
I've lost two good friends over it.
Wow.
We are not in contact anymore. Not by my doing. I think that they understood what I meant, and they didn't want to go my direction anyway or contact me anymore.
Well, I know one person in particular that I said that I will say to if I see that person.
Mm-hmm.
As long as Donald Trump is president, you will not even speak to me. You will not talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your penance.
Mm-hmm.
You got your president. Yay. But you won't be talking
right,
to me.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Have a nice life.
I'm afraid that's the case. And there have been other presidents that I was in total disagreement with, usually Republicans.
Yeah, Bush.
And and it was a tough 4 to 8 years to go through. Yes. Mm-hmm. But even Bush had the decency and morals of a human being that I could say, that is the president. I don't agree with the president, but that is indeed the president. This particular man,
mm-hmm.
I do not consider a human being. And I consider it to be he's a dictator from another planet.
He's a lizard
And
people.
His sole purpose on this planet is to empower himself and to dictate. And I think that should be very scary to people. And those of you who put the Antichrist into power
mm-hmm.
shall someday pay.
I know. I can't wait. You speak for me.
At my expense, unfortunately.
Ron speaks for me, everyone. This is exactly how I feel. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty much sure a lot of things I say about this, Ron agrees with me as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the Republican Party, according to my father, mm-hmm. who was in the Republican Party mm-hmm. for many years, and he's writing a thesis,
mm-hmm.
their whole thing is to consolidate all of the wealth in America into the fewest families as possible.
Mm-hmm.
That's been going on since day one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that you understand that, you people in the Midwest or you blue collar, you're not part of this. You're not part of Donald Trump or anybody else that's in that Republican area. They want to consolidate, okay? They want just these elitist people, and he's one of them, and you're not.
Mm-hmm.
So for you to vote for it is it's so ironic that you would do that when that's what you're really against, but you just think. Like Ron said, they're against the government. You've been sold a bill of goods. Well, wow. Just wow. I can't wait to start.
I mean, there are a lot of things that need to be corrected in our government and what they do.
Mm-hmm.
How they handle wars, how they funnel monies to enemies.
Healthcare, lots of
healthcare,
things.
Healthcare, that was...
The economy,
That was a mess. I must admit, the healthcare thing was a mess. Because medical prices have gone up. Prescription prices have gone up 20% this year alone. Mm-hmm. So that Obama stuff did not work. I agree with that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessary, and I'm not a Republican, and I don't agree with many of their platforms, including the environment and all that kind of stuff. I think it's horrendous what they don't understand. I can disagree. That's not a problem. But when you have a person at the helm who is a legitimate, womanizing asshole, who has no morals and who has designs on power only, which is quite obvious in my estimation, that I cannot tolerate.
He's going to throw the baby out with the bathwater.
There's no question about it. We're going to have no babies and we're going to have no bathwater.
But did you hear this, though?
Mm-hmm.
He wants to make Tom Brady the ambassador to California.
Yes. Yeah.
So Tom Brady, who sent with Bill Belichick a letter of good luck before the election, he's going to reward that. You heard it here first, folks, with ambassador to California.
Absolutely true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah. So that's what's happening. So make sure you get that word around that Tom Brady. Wow. That's, and speaking of Tom Brady, what about Tom Bradford? Do you know who that is?
No, I do not, Tori. Again, you educate me for something I don't know.
I think you know, but you just forgot. Okay. I'll remind you. How's that?
He wasn't on Eight Is Enough.
Yes. See, you knew. I knew you knew, Ronald.
Okay.
Ron knew. Tom Bradford. I've been watching, with Swift Shifting, I've been watching Eight Is Enough a little bit, just to get, like I told you about Diana Hyland, I want to catch the episode. She was in the first three episodes, and then the fourth episode, they had a brand new opening that she was not in, and they didn't even talk about her. He's in the bed by himself. She's just gone.
Oh.
This is the weirdest transition. They never said she's away, she's this, she's that. They just, poof, the new intro, and she's gone. She had died by the time the show was on, but she's gone. They didn't address it.
So they just never refer to her at all anymore?
Well, I don't know about anymore. So I checked the message boards.
So you got to see what's coming on next episode.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if I want to spend 5 years watching. I mean, it's 5 years of shows. I just want to see the first few to see how they transition. With Betty Buckley came on season two.
And like as what?
As his woman that he found to marry, because he's a widower, supposedly.
Okay. So you would have to watch every episode in between to find out what happened to her, because it may be mentioned somewhere in one of those episodes.
Right. According to the message board on IMDb, it's Tommy. He found this Christmas card or something from her later, years later, and was like, oh, everyone was sad when they saw it was from his mom, Joan. Her name was Joan in it.
Okay.
So, so this, they might, you know, she was gone. I didn't say goodbye. There's little hints, but I'm not going to watch all those.
Right. With today's internet highway of information.
That was 77, right. So today.
You would figure that you could go to the Goggle and you could type in whatever happened to Joan on the Brady Bunch. It was never explained, and I'm sure...
Joan on the Brady Bunch. I love that.
Whatever. I'm sure that there would be someone explaining what had happened.
Right. But there's what the people say back then in the 70s, people didn't want to talk about it as much because it's like a death of us. And what do? You just kind of move along.
Yes.
Now everyone has feelings and you get them out there. Like you said, the internet, there's everything. Yeah. So... wait, we can find out the answers to that. So that was my Tom Brady, Bradford transition.
Isn't it funny how that was a TV show?
Yes.
Yet you watch it and we get so involved in these things.
Yeah.
And really the bottom line is somebody writing a story and you're just wondering why
the
story wasn't...
Based on a novel, it says at the beginning.
Yes.
I didn't even know.
But we don't know if her disappearance was because of the novel or because of a situation on the show.
Yeah, right.
Did she indeed die on...
Diana Hyland died March 27th, 1977.
So she could not continue her contract.
She could not. In March
27th.
So it
had nothing to do with the story.
It didn't have to do with the story. Right. So the story, and the day she died, right around the time she died, week, the episode showed that she wasn't on it.
Right.
So that was a funny coincidence, because, you know, they make them ahead of time. But the day she died pretty much is the show that she wasn't on.
Right.
So it's even worse.
Yeah, it's weird.
But it's kind of a happy place. I know Linda Belzotti and I talked about it a little. She loves Eight Is Enough.
Wow.
It's a good show. We know good shows.
Yeah. I would think seven would be enough.
Well, he had a boy and a girl. They had David and then they had Mary in order, birth order.
Right.
And then they had five girls.
Yeah.
And then they had three.
Right away.
Then four girls. Then they had three. Then they had Tommy and Nicholas.
Right.
Nicholas is, of course, the baby.
Right.
Young one. I don't know. I mean, I'm way too into that now.
I remember watching that show thinking to myself, why am I watching a show of these two parents putting themselves through pure hell? why do I have to see this?
The kids are all sharing one bathroom, like the Brady Bunch. I'm like,
seriously.
What is, they're like bathroom problems already. I'm like, kidding me. You stole my hairdryer. Who took my hairdryer? Yeah.
Well, that is a plot twist. What are we going to have them do this week? How about the hairdryer story? Let's do that.
Yeah, and you know, they open up the refrigerator. Yeah. There's nothing but soda bottles in there.
Of course.
I was like, and they go to the school, this cafeteria. The kids are getting soda bottles in glass. I'm like, did I do this in 1977? Yeah. I'm the same age as these kids in Vader's and Up.
So
I'm watching the same clothes. I'm like, yep, that's my hairstyle. Well, those are my shoes.
They're obviously dressed well and they're eating, but we don't know where the clothes or the food come from.
He never has any money. Tom Bradford, he works for the Sacramento Press.
Right.
He's a news guy, editor.
Seriously.
And he's always like, I don't have $10. I don't have $100. I don't have money. I'm so shocked.
I'm surprised Social Services didn't show up. Take at least three of them away. You don't have to take all eight.
Not eight.
Take three, make it down to five.
Well, David, you know what? Mark Hamill played David, the original David in the pilot.
Oh, really?
And I'm telling that to everyone now in case you didn't know. I didn't know either, but I watched it, and there's Mark Hamill right in his Star Wars days.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep, young 1977. Same when Star Wars came out. There he is, one show, and then they got Grant Goodeve to replace him as David. He moved out of the house.
Grant Goodeve, yes.
So Mark Hamill moved out the first episode, and that's why Grant had his own place.
Wow.
And Tom picks up a bra in his apartment. He goes, "Ooh, I guess you're not alone." I'm like, "This is 1977. Stop that." He's got a lacy bra in his hand, and he goes, "I don't want to be a grandfather anytime soon."
Yeah.
Really?
Now, he's one guy.
Dick Van Patten.
Dick Van Patten, who I said to myself, maybe he's gay.
He's dead. Oh, gay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I felt that vibe a little.
Again, that sensitive, very
and it's not
Elmer
just that.
Fudd voice. It was the Elmer Fudd voice.
He's very snarky in that show.
Yeah.
He's annoyed a lot.
Yeah, he is.
I'm like, Jesus, Tom, what's the matter with you? I thought you were like this nice guy. But then all of a sudden he'll break into a smile and you're like, oh, okay.
Well, Tori, if you had eight kids, I don't know.
I'm not. Who does that?
Catholics.
We've been over this. There's no birth control. They can't have it. The Pope says no. The Pope says no. You're not going to do that. You hear?
Grandpa Pope is coming by.
The Pope,
That's okay.
The Poop.
The Poop. Oh, God. Here you go. There goes the letters. You can talk about anything you want. Politics.
No one writes us.
So you do Grandpa Poop or Pope Poop.
So stick it.
Yeah. All right.
On the way over here.
Yeah.
These Christmas decorations.
Yes.
The inflatables, they're all deflated.
I know.
Is it the cold? I just want to know if it's the cold, because they should be in Mexico then, because I don't know why they're here.
You're right. Everybody who has an inflatable something, it shall deflate.
They're all over the lawns.
Before you want. Yes. And then you blow them up again, and 2 days later,
I don't see them. One time I saw them inflated. Once. I forget where it was. One time I was like, wow, they really inflate. But now those ones are inflated.
Those are the ones in Florida. The ones up here. You're right.
Is it the cold?
I think it is the cold, because I think the cold air causes.
Yeah.
Because I think warm air is what keeps the.
Scientist Ron is speaking now. Everyone listen.
Yes. Yes. And soon we're going to explode a watermelon in your face through osmosis. I think that's what it is.
Yeah,
I think there's a warm air that causes the molecules to expand.
Warm air expands, and then the cold air contracts. So,
and it shall fizzle down to.
I was in the pool.
Right.
It was cold.
And also, that polyester is probably really cheap, and it probably one little rip, and your baby's gone.
I know.
Yeah, I find excessive. Oh, I don't want to sound like a Scrooge.
Yes, you do.
No, you're right. I do.
Because you are.
Yeah, I am. I don't mind people getting into the holiday spirit. I think it's really, really cute. But
do it alone. Do it quietly.
I don't understand the light displays. Who are they for, though?
Yeah.
Who are they actually
for? Great question.
Yeah.
I like that. Are they for them? Or are they for everybody else?
I can understand you walk into someone's home, and they're really into the holidays, and they've got the chimney and a gigantic tree.
And that's
tree.
Inside, right.
It's for their enjoyment to get into the mood, and they're playing the holiday music. And so. But when you put the decorations on the outside to excess, you don't live outside.
They're crazy.
What is your purpose?
Yeah.
Are you?
They're overboard. They're going way overboard.
Well, your purpose at that point is to show everybody else.
You got money. We don't.
Either you got, some things are pretty tacky. Some of the decorations, like those icicles.
Do they put a hat on a flamingo?
Do you remember the icicle things? They were
big
like 10 years ago.
Yes.
The icicle. Ooh,
they're still up.
Yeah, they're still from 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's the same ones.
Down.
No.
Because they're a bitch to put up.
They're right.
They're a bitch to take down.
4th of July, you
keep
just put blue ones.
Yeah. We got to put them up in 51 weeks again. So why take them down now? Why take them
down? People are lazy, and they're slobs, and they litter, and I'm disgusted by the human race. I am. It's not even funny.
They have a show on television called the Christmas Light Show Challenge or something like that.
You're kidding me?
No. And they go all over the world, or at least in this country, to see what the biggest, most impressive light displays are anywhere.
At your finest moment.
America.
Oh, my God. I don't even know this.
There, I can see if they do it for the purpose of competition to win a prize. I guess that's what we do in this country.
People will do anything for money.
We compete. We compete to win the prize. But people that just do it because, I mean, maybe I don't understand because I don't have that spirit in me unless it's bottled.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's what it is. But I truly believe that there comes a point where you've overdone everything. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the holidays get me a little bit concerned when I see something that turns into something else. For example, as I understand it, this is a religious holiday. This Christ is involved somewhere in the
name.
Yeah,
but then Santa hijacked it.
Santa hijacked it, and then the stores took Santa and just blew him out of proportion like an inflatable Santa.
Right.
And now it's all about buying, gift.
Right.
And now, to me... That's just wrong. It's sacrilegious.
Okay.
And it's wrong.
Although I agree with that, but also they're trying to give, you know what? People are trying to feel generous in this mood of giving.
Tori.
And if it makes them feel good to give you something, what the hell?
Once again, the public has been duped.
Uh-oh. And Trump wasn't even involved this time. Well, I'm very surprised.
He actually is.
Oh my God, really?
It's big business duping the public into thinking that this is a warm, fuzzy time. Show your appreciation, give a gift of love, give them something that will make, yes, you'll see it's not that big a deal.
It's a trinket.
It's a trinket, baby. You wear it around your nose.
Okay.
They have taken it. They have ruined the holiday. It is big business because our economy runs on Christmas.
Does it run on Dunkin's?
No. It doesn't run on Dunkin's.
Casey Affleck, funny. Yeah. Funny. And yeah. SNL bit, yeah. By the way.
It is very funny. But the holiday has been utilized, manipulated. The people...
But that's nothing new.
It isn't new, but it gets worse and worse and worse every year. And we continually buy into it to the point where it's so deep that you can't get out of it anymore.
Then why try?
And it's just... you're exactly right. Why try?
If you can't beat them, join them?
But there's no reason why you can't show disdain. Because the eye of the...
There's no reason why you can't show disdain. Everyone, please, disdain. All with me now.
With me now. Disdain. The idea of the holiday is to share joy, to give a little trinket of one's appreciation, if that's whatever. But it's not to give them huge television sets and tablets and things like that. Get that during the year for them if they so... But I mean, that is not the idea of the spirit of Christmas to give these expensive items as big business would want you to.
That's right, and I think the schools are in agreement with you. So they have children make things for their parents,
exactly,
and they're handmade. So they're learning the spirit of the season.
Yes. Well. Okay. No.
Yes and no.
Yes and no. It's okay. Really more so that the kids don't have money to buy their parents gifts.
Oh.
So this is the best they can do. But, you know, if an adult gave me something that they made,
right.
I would find that far more ingratiating than opening it up and having an item.
Right.
I think that means so much more.
I used to make decoupage boxes, and it took me a long time, but they were like my
That's a gift.
Gift.
That's right. A gift.
Yeah.
That's
and it was
a gift.
Hard. And I still have them. That's my mom still has hers.
But this stuff going to a store, handing over money, and
I
then
can't
they
imagine
they
going
give
to Walmart either. If it's just from Walmart, I already get worried. I'm like, why am I? That's the lowest of the low.
Yeah, well, that's like, because that's where America shops. Because
it is.
That's,
I mean, I'm not saying they don't have good things there, but I just feel like in my heart, I'm like, wow, what have I done? What have I done?
Well, you haven't done anything.
I went to Walmart and got a Christmas gift. It just seems so cliche and wrong. I want to make things. I want to.
Did you disguise yourself?
No.
Yeah,
I have to go again today. My grandson needs a robe. My daughter said, get him a robe. Because I said, what should I get him? I'm still waiting. She goes, a robe. So I got to go in the line now today.
Yeah.
Everybody's sick probably.
I know.
And be seen there.
Just make damn sure you don't have to return it because the return line is like 50
miles. I'll put it on eBay then. I'm not returning anything.
Well, the idea is don't return anything until like the third week of January.
Yeah, you still have that 30-day window.
Yeah.
Okay.
But by then, all the schmucks are going to stand in line.
That's good. This is PSA for you people.
Because there's no reason to do it like right away. It's like, oh, the sooner I get it back, the
I know.
Sooner.
Well, you know why? They have after Christmas sales. So they want to get in there and get the other sales too.
Yeah, it's possible
They get you.
The other trick is take the morning off from work and go first thing in the morning. Nobody's there.
Okay.
You go at 9:30 in the morning.
I used to date a guy that only wanted to food shop really early in the morning because he didn't like people and he wanted to go early when no one was there. So I went with him a couple times.
It's odd. You didn't date me, but that's what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, because guys, some guys, they're antisocial.
That's me.
He was also bisexual.
That's not me.
I know, but they're out there, and I've dated them, and I know they're there.
Well, I'm sure they are there. It's just you run into a huge amount of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
I know, that's why I'm single. Whatever. I'm going to stay single for a long, long, long time.
I wonder how many men are married to bisexual women, though.
Oh, they love that. It's a two-way street. I mean, it's a double standard.
It is a double standard.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a one-way street, actually.
It's only an exit, man, not an entrance. Yeah, right. There's a little fly flying around. Get out of here, man.
Yeah.
You bother me.
Yeah.
Don't you know it's December?
Did you get it?
No. It's those little tiny ones.
There's been one of those little tsetse flies.
No, there he is. No. A tsetse fly. Those things are in Africa,
No,
man.
It's not that, man. It's one of those. They're so tiny you can't see them. There's little specks.
Yeah. That's
and
what it was.
I've had one like for 6 months, and it's just one guy.
I almost got him.
I think he's gay because it's only been one. I've never seen
him. He can't reproduce.
No, he can't. He can't. Maybe it's the atmosphere in here is not conducive. I don't know.
It's always cold in here like you're storing meat. I don't know.
I protect my own meat.
You do.
Yes, it is cold in here. I like it like that, though. I prefer
it's refreshing because if it's heat, we'll be like, I'll be falling asleep. Like, dude, I gotta leave.
Heat doesn't do it for me ever. I don't like the summer as much as I like the winter, even though I hate the snow and I hate the cold.
Right.
But I can't do anything when it gets really hot.
Really
out,
hot, you're just gonna melt.
I can't take my skin off.
That's right.
That would be counterproductive.
What are you gonna do?
So what do? You gonna like shower all day? No. So what do you do? What do you do? You know, drink plenty of fluids, otherwise you'll die. In the winter, put a sweater on.
You know what they were saying about drinking fluids? What? You still got to do it in the winter.
Of course. Always.
Just because you're not sweaty doesn't mean, I didn't even think of that. I'm probably dehydrating. I don't even know if I'm alive.
Oh, you sound like you are.
I do, don't I?
Do you drink enough water?
No.
Tori.
Hey, anyway, I went to Nico's the other night. That bug, it's that freaking fly. I don't want him here next week, okay? Just whatever you gotta do, spray, bomb,
whatever you gotta do.
I don't want him.
I'll bomb it.
I went to Nico's the other day.
I don't understand what that is.
That's this Greek restaurant in West Bridgewater. Remember when Crystal's closed? Well, the bartender there, Peter, opened up a place and it was great. I love the food, it's so good.
The old bartender?
No, that's Steve, that's his dad.
Oh,
and Peter.
Oh,
yeah,
I don't know them.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew the bartender because I drink.
Right, of course. Who doesn't? And if you don't, you should. Everyone should.
She
Come
really
on,
should.
Let's be serious.
Hydrate.
Yeah, hydrate. That's right. You want to see how we did the circle? Yeah.
Hydrate.
So that's just a shout out there.
Okay, I didn't know that they did that.
And he bought the new Doyle's, bought the old Doyle's, and it's going to be another restaurant, Nico's, on 138 in Easton. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. It's opening like next month.
Good. Excellent.
Near closer to me, so I might go in that one. Then West Bridgewater is a bit of a jaunt.
It is. You got to kind of go there.
Yeah, but it's great food. That's all I care about. And they're nice to you. I like nice people.
You're kidding.
They're really nice.
I like nice people too.
Because I'm not. I can be nice. Let's understand that. I can be very nice, but naturally I'm not necessarily a nice person.
Right.
If you're on my bad side, it's the worst place to be. But if you're on my good side.
I'll agree that that's a good idea.
Right. Never for anyone.
No.
Even my children.
At any point.
No one is safe.
No. Same with me, only I don't show it. So I don't know which is more dangerous.
Yeah, you just clam up. You get quiet. And I'm like, Ron, what's wrong?
I remember Get Smart?
Oh, yeah.
With the
cone of silence?
Cone of silence. That's what happens, man.
Edward Platt.
If something pisses me off, that cone like comes right down from the ceiling.
Wow.
And I just sit in there until the coast is clear.
And you stew. Are you stewing
I
in
do
there?
A stew.
Does it get steamy in there?
No, it doesn't get stewy. No, it gets really stewy at all. No, because I enjoy it in there.
Oh,
it's pretty cool.
You like it?
Oh, I've got all the comforts of home in there. I don't mind it. I'm perfectly fine with the cone down for a long time.
Oh man, can you breathe?
Yes, very, very well.
Wow.
Like my prescriptions are ready.
Again? Jesus, how many pills do you freaking take? Every time I come, I can stay away 2 weeks. Are your kidneys failing, Ron? Are your testicles infected? I don't know. What's next?
I think they call me pill by pill. We have another pill for you ready,
they
Ron.
They never call me. I will. If they ever called my number, I would tell them, don't you ever
do
that
Tori,
again.
It's something you
I don't want ringing. I have texting.
Oh, no,
they
I don't want
They will never
texting.
Ring. Why?
That's a good
point. You like that?
Because it, you know why? And you're right. Because at a point, it would cost you a lot of money to get a text. You remember that?
Oh.
They used to charge you per text.
Yes.
So I'm still in that time warp thing where I think, if they text me, I got to pay for it now.
Remember long distance calls you get on your phone bill? They'd be all itemized.
Yes.
You'd call Braintree. There'd be a charge.
I know.
So.
And I don't think you have to dial one anymore.
Not on your cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure about the landline. It used to be I did. I haven't checked lately, but I dial one in the landline anyway now, just to be sure, because then it would go, doo-doo-doo.
Yeah. No, that takes too much effort for them.
I know. Effort is a word I am very familiar with.
I will do business with any company where I call the phone number and someone answers the phone and says hello.
Right.
I'll do business with you immediately, because not only were you there, but you are actually speaking to me. That's customer service. If I ever have a problem or anything, I call you. Hello.
What if they have an accent and they outsource?
Nope. Won't do it.
But you just said if they answer the phone.
They don't do that.
Hello? May I help you?
No.
I've heard that.
Anything that's outsourced? No.
I said, am I calling Manila? I know I am.
No.
And they don't like it when I say that.
You never will get that kind of thing on an initial call. You first get a recording that's saying, what are you calling about?
But
then you'll get through to one of them.
Well, you don't want the recording?
No, I don't. No. I want someone to answer the phone and say, how may
that
I help you?
That would scare me. You know what else bothers me as I was driving over here? People that don't have a lot of trash out. I don't even see a full barrel. I'm suspicious of you.
You're right.
I don't mind if you have a couple of green bags along with your barrel.
Yeah.
That's normal.
Right.
But you have hardly any trash. Aren't you suspicious of people like that?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That would scare me too.
I know one house on Rockland Street. I'm eyeballing you, buddy. I saw half a barrel. What if it's an old person who lives alone?
Oh, you don't know who lives there?
I don't know who lives there.
Oh.
It can't be a family. Or then I'm really suspicious. Where are they dumping it? At somebody's dumpster? How come you don't have a lot of trash, man? I'm going to be the trash inspector.
Or if they bury it in the backyard, what else could they bury in the backyard?
They're right behind Route 24, and that's bad enough living there.
Yeah.
Get the highway all the time.
Wow. I guess it's cheap property.
Yeah.
But can you imagine living in a house where you look out your bedroom window and there goes a Camaro?
No.
No. Or a truck.
I can hear him Jake breaking all the time. I can hear him from my house.
Yeah.
I'm like, no Jake break.
These are the Trumps, I'm sorry to say that word, of the world, who figure, so my back window is like on the highway, so what? It's like they never stop to think that maybe there's some pollution coming off of that thing with trucks going down that thing like 24 hours
a
day.
They have to know that. They're not that dumb, are they?
They are. Do you know why they're dumb?
Oh, no.
Because, I can't see it. I can't smell it. So it must not be there.
Like global climate
exactly.
change?
Exactly.
Oh, my God. That's not
like
right.
That. Although I think you can smell it and you can hear it.
Many things you can smell in here. Yeah. Don't come near me. Again, I warned you.
It's amazing what we put up with. All right,
I'm not putting up with anything anymore, ever again.
And don't, Tori, don't ever change.
Thank you.
Don't
I'm not.
Don't ever put up with anything. Because if more of us stood there and said, no, sorry, I'm not into that. Not to the point where you stop someone else from doing what they want to do, but don't you come to me with that crap. You stay, take this out of my yard, baby.
They're taking a risk coming near me anyway. So
good. I need more of that.
You got it.
Okay. Have yourself a wonderful day, everybody.
And Merry Christmas-ish.